USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Since neither candidate landed 50% of the vote in Tuesday's midterm elections, the Georgia senatorial race between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker is heading to a runoff election December 6th. We're still waiting for official results from Arizona and Nevada, as the country's political makeup is still unknown 2 days after the elections. Those states are saying Friday or Saturday. Hurricane Nicole was downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall along Florida's Atlantic coast as a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday morning. The storm made landfall about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach, bringing with it strong winds and a dangerous storm surge. Governor Ron DeSantis with more.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian.
It has been confirmed that President Putin will not attend next week's G20 gathering of world leaders in Indonesia. He will instead be represented by his foreign minister, Sergey Lavrov. America's top general says more than 100,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded since invading Ukraine. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley said Wednesday, it's possible neither side can win a military victory. Just to put Russia's losses in perspective, since February, Putin has lost nearly double of what the United States lost in the 20 years of the Vietnam conflict. The Consumer Price Index continues to rise in Thursday's report. It edged up 0.4% in October. The slight increase is good news for the stock markets, bad news for consumers. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Researchers have performed the first transfusion of red blood cells grown in a lab as part of a UK-based clinical trial to test how long these cells can live. The team grew blood cells from stem cells that they had separated out of the donated blood. The cool thing about this, when placed in a nutrient solution, the stem cells can become any kind of cell in the body. For this study, the researchers turned them into red blood cells and gave it to 2 initial trial participants. So far, so good. Scientists at the University of Cambridge say to go from here to a routine product for patients, there's a lot more work that needs to be done, and that will take many years. The Russian invasion of its neighbor in February continues to drag on.
Russia's military said Wednesday it will withdraw from the only Ukrainian regional capital it captured, Kherson. It would mark one of Russia's worst setbacks in the 8-month-old war. Russia expert George Beebe on why the city is so important.
So if Russia loses Kherson, as it appears that they now have, that really precludes any opportunity the Russians might have to try to advance along the southern Ukrainian coast. And it exposes Crimea as potentially vulnerable to a Ukrainian offensive.
However, Ukrainians are skeptical, with an analyst warning this could be a ruse to lure the country's forces into a deadly trap. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.